Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Not all information receives equal treatment online. Brian Southwell, research professor of mass communication and health behavior at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, examines the unevenness of disseminating anything via social media.
Pundits talk about the 21st century as the full flowering of the information age. Central to such thinking is the grand promise of peer-to-peer information sharing. Instead of being limited to a one-to-many broadcast era in which a few broadcasters reach large audiences, information now can be expressed from many to many 24 hours a day. Many people particularly celebrate the possibilities of social media to teach people in the 21st century. Although there are new possibilities in our midst, however, we also need to be thoughtful in moving forward based on empirical evidence. Rather than encouraging equity in what we all know and think, reliance on social networks to spread information may be a recipe for inequity. An increasing body of research suggests people are not equal in their tendency to share information with others. Some of those differences represent disparity. Information sharing is constrained unjustly by factors outside of a person's control. Consider work colleagues and I did a few years ago to leverage peer networks for referral to a free mammography program. Only a small group of women actually did almost all the referring. A few people referred many, most referred none. Information also doesn't spread equally. Many of us are familiar with the ubiquity of furry kitten pictures forwarded online. Similarly, researchers have found emotionally evocative and sensational material travels further and more frequently than does other material. All of this matters as we increasingly see an information landscape shaped by what is shared. Everyone does not play an equal role, and some messages are easier to spread than others. Addressing those inequities will require continued research. Social media are abundant now, but do not eliminate our old human tendencies and constraints.
That was Brian Southwell of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.